This is Willie Terry, a Roman labor correspondent. I'm here today at a rap lobby day, virtually. And I have as my guest one of the organizers, Tiana Taylor. How you doing, Tiana?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
All right, all right. So, Tiana, tell me something about rap. What do RAPP stand for?
Yeah, so RAP stands for Release Aging People in Prison, and it's an organization that is pushing bills that will release aging people in prison, but also create a more fair and equitable parole board and parole system to really just allow people to become free from the mass incarceration that has plagued this country.
Mm-hmm. And Tim, so what is your role in this process? I mean,
what I am is a policy and communications associate. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's my job to kind of get the word out and work with media to spread our message. To just let folks know what we're doing and get folks to kind of help us push these bills.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get involved in this, Tiana? You know, tell me somehow why you got involved in this.
Well, I'm actually a directly impacted daughter. My dad has been incarcerated for 16 years now. So I actually began working with RAP as an advocate myself about 2 years ago. I went to my first RAP advocacy day, and just the spirit of it all and the unity and so many people, you know, going down to the Capitol and getting things done and getting sign-ons from different legislators gave me a sense of hope. So I wanted to be more involved in things of this nature. So I continued my work with RAP. And then once I graduated from college, I was lucky enough to get a job here at RAP.
So you said you had a personal experience. So is your father, is he still incarcerated?
Yes. My father is incarcerated for at least almost six more years until he's eligible for parole. So for me, the Fair and Timely Parole Bill, one of the bills that RAP and the People's Campaign for Parole Justice is looking to get passed, would really affect my dad's eligibility to become free. Because although he will be seeing the parole board has a tendency to just hit people again and again with resentencing. And they don't usually look at who that person is today, but they just look at the nature of their crime, no matter how much they've transformed or been rehabilitated.
Mm-hmm. So do your father know you involved in this campaign?
And oh, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. In 2019, actually, my father was like, you know, there's going to be an advocacy day in Albany. I live right in Schenectady, so it's pretty close. He was like, you should go. So he's the one who actually kind of let me know about RAP to begin with.
Tell me something about the virtual campaign that y'all had. Is this the first one?
I will tell you about People's Campaign for Parole Justice,
right,
and then I'll get into our virtual advocacy day.
Go ahead.
So the People's Campaign for Parole Justice is a coalition of community organizations throughout New York State, and we have over 250 organizations signed on in support. And, you know, we're launching this to really further our initiatives of family reunification and freeing folks from, you know, the prison system. This year, we usually do our advocacy day out in Albany. So this year we had to get creative due to COVID. So we did a virtual advocacy day over Zoom, and it took a good amount of prep work, but it was very powerful, moving, and almost everything ran very smoothly. So a lot of legislators have agreed to co-sponsor the bill. So it was a win for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are two bills, I think, right? Is it two bills or three bills?
Yes.
It's two?
It's two bills. Mm-hmm. One is fair and timely parole, and that just says that when folks go to the parole board, they should be judged on who they are today and what transformations they've gone through, rather than the nature of their initial crime. And then there's elder parole, which says that anyone who is 55 and over, who has served at least 15 years of their sentence, should be eligible for parole. Now, neither of these bills guarantees release, but what they do is give people a chance to see the parole board, and when they see them, give them a fair chance of being released as long as they've been rehabilitated.
So how long has this campaign been going on, and why do you think this is the right time to get these bills passed?
So the RAP campaign has been going on for 8 years now, and I think this year is the year to get it passed, because we're having kind of like a social awakening throughout the country about racial issues, as well as, you know, this issue of mass incarceration. It's what a lot of people like to call it, including myself, is modern day slavery. And, you know, we can't have our loved ones locked away for years and years and years in the prisons that are, you know, they have the nerve to call them correctional facilities when they're anything but that. And now a lot of people are kind of waking up to that and letting go of this stigma that has plagued people who deal with incarceration.
So what has been the feedback from support?
We've had a lot of people supporting us because they understand the humanity of each incarcerated person. They understand that they were not sentenced to death, which is happening to a lot of people during this time in COVID. People just realize that the prison system is not rehabilitative, and it's really a place where a lot of abuse happens, both physically and psychologically. And no one wants to see their loved ones, you know, go through that. And then,
so where's the pushback coming from?
I guess the pushback is coming from Republicans.
Right.
And certain people that, in my opinion, I think just don't see the humanity. Or furthermore, they don't see the lack of humanity in the prison system. Mm-hmm. They don't see why it's wrong to lock up someone for 30, 40 years. And have 60 to 70 year olds locked up behind bars who have little threat to society, little to no threat to society, and also, you know, have gone through experiences that they could really teach folks. You know, I think it's really just folks who don't see the humanity in our loved ones that oppose this bill, these bills.
So what is the percentage of elders in the prison, and where are they mostly located?
That there's elders across the state, mm-hmm. at a pretty high number in prisons, mm-hmm. and they also make up a significant portion of the deaths that happen behind bars.
Right. Now, some people say that because of you know, the drug laws that were passed back in the, you know, 70s, 80s, that a lot of people went to prison. Are there still a concern too that of those people that went in during that time, and now they're going to turn elder?
Absolutely. And for us, it's not just the people who have been in for drug mm-hmm. violations from the war on drugs. It's not just that for us. It's every single elder who has been locked up, and any person who is eligible for parole, you know, we see as needing a fair shot. But absolutely, we see a lot of people who have been locked up for what is really petty drug violations.
But do people suffer more? You know.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. disproportionate. Right. Yeah, there's definitely a disproportionate amount of people of color who are locked up behind bars, as well as Latinx folks who are locked up behind bars. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tiana, what do you want the public to do? And could you give the numbers of those bills and to aid you in this campaign?
Absolutely. So folks who want to join on to the People's Campaign for Parole Justice, as well as RAP, can go ahead to rapcampaign.com and sign up there to, you know, join us in our monthly meetings and become a part of the planning. We really would love directly impacted folks to join on and let us know how we can best support them through our work, because really this is for incarcerated folks and their families. And when it comes to the bills, we have fair and timely parole, which is bill number F-1514, and we are still waiting on an assembly bill number for that. Mm-hmm. And then we have elder parole, which is bill number F-15 in the Senate, and A-3475. So for elder parole, we have Senate number S-15 and Assembly number A-3475. And then for fair and timely parole, we have Senate number 1415. And what would be most helpful is to just join us on our upcoming advocacy days. On our website, we also have a social media guide. Posting on social media to spread the message and to put pressure on legislators would be greatly appreciated.
Just one final question, Tiana. So what is your website address? You know, if people want to get more information, how do they contact you?
So I can give you my email here, which is taylorteana@gmail.com. That's taylorteana@gmail.com. And folks can also go to the RAP website, rappcampaign.com. That's rappcampaign.com, and sign up for our email list. And we also have contact information for myself and other folks who work for RAP on that website.
Okay, Tiana. Okay, I want to thank you, Tiana, for this interview. And I'm sure we'll be talking more in the future as your campaign progresses. And good luck, okay?
Thank you so much, Willie. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.